Joining us in studio now here at Parliament is Siyabonga Gcwele, the Home Affairs Minister. Minister, good afternoon to you. Lovely to have you with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon to all the listeners.
All right. How enthusiastic are you feeling about what the President is about to deliver this evening?
I'm very enthusiastic because I think there's a speech which will give South African hope that we're turning things around and we're starting to improve service delivery and dealing with the key challenges which have been facing us in the recent history.
All right. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned giving South Africans hope, because many people say that's exactly what the last State of the Nation address did, you know, that Tumamina sentiment that was disseminated from the President to the nation, which many people have taken up since then. But this time, analysts are saying South Africans need more than hope. They need specifics on exactly what the President and government are going to do to change their lives in a tangible way.
Of course, we expect the President to deal with the key challenges which are facing the nation at the moment. We expect the President to be dealing with the progress we have made since last year, or since this administration, or over the last 5 years. But more specifically, we expect the President to be dealing with key challenges we are facing, such as how we're going to deal with the economic challenge which we are facing, what plans do we have, how are we going to deal with some of these social ills like crimes and violence against children and women, and crime in general. Those are the things we expect the President will be taking the nation on board on the plans of government to deal with those challenges this year.
Of course, the President can say all he wants about wanting to meet the service delivery challenges, but it is up to ministers like you to actually carry the torch in that regard and make it a reality. I watched an interview with Narendra Singh from the IFP on television earlier this morning, and one of the issues he commented on was the snaking queues outside the Home Affairs Department, which suggests to him that the difference that we should be seeing in service delivery is not there.
Yes, of course, we are having these queues in our Home Affairs offices. And the main challenge there is not because our officials are inefficient or not. It's a type of network and a network architecture. We have taken a decision as government that will do live capture. When they are doing live capture, you are taking huge sums of data, pictures, and you are sending them to the database, and the database must read it and send it back, and then they verify the person. So those are the things, the plans I'm sure we'll be dealing with in the coming years to improve the network capacity. If we can improve the network capacity, then we'll be able to deal with it. As an example, you remember last year, we had a huge challenge when we were registering the social grant recipients online.
Yes.
For the first 2 months, May and June, we were having all sorts of problems. And the network, the things were falling apart, but we improved that capacity. And by July, up to end of September, things were going smoothly. So we have got an experience as the ANC government and the capacity to rectify those things and improve those things. If you can improve the network capacity at our frontline offices, I'm quite confident that we'll be able to reduce the queues quite significantly. So those are the things, because we are expected as minister not just to recite what President is going to be saying, to put our own practical plans of what are we going to do to deal with those challenges which are facing our people.
I mean, Mr. Gcwele, how are you going to solve that? I mean, certainly you see what the problem is. You appear to have the will to fix it. What's preventing you from actually fixing it?
We are fixing it. At this moment, we are dealing with identifying the diagnosis. Like, for instance, we have to see what is happening between our databases. Do we have the capacity? Those are the things we'll be dealing with CETA and making sure that we have got adequate capacity between the databases, because if there's a jam there, whatever you produce here gets stuck in the pipe. So those are the things we're dealing with speed at the moment, so that we can resolve it. Of course, when you go to higher capacity network, it costs you more money.
Yes, where's the money going to come from?
Of course, we have to reprioritize within our own budget. We don't have any additional budget because of the state of the economy. Until the economy grows, we'll have to do those things by reprioritizing within our own budget.
So tell me how you're going to do that. What do you throw out or put on the back burner for now while you fix this network capacity issue?
Of course, one of the things we're doing now, we're trying to roll out the mobile vans which can go and do these things at a local level, produce smart cards at a village and take the database at a village. And we are doing the testing at the moment. We are doing it with 3G at a peripheral level. And if it doesn't work, we try and get it at 4G and other technologies to make sure that we have got. What was a problem before, we're relying on satellite. And satellite, you have to have those dishes.
Yes.
Moving in the rural areas, those dishes move, and then they then start missing the satellite, and which was causing a lot of problems. That's why we discontinued those old vans, and we are now in the process of acquiring the technology. We are doing, there's one van in each province where we're doing actual testing at this stage.
Right. Minister, you know, I was at one of your Home Affairs offices last year, and I was watching the frustration of the workers dealing with this system that doesn't work properly, you know, switching their PCs off in between every person they are processing. Yeah. But one of the saddest things for me was to see the old ladies in that line, you know, an old lady on crutches, many other elderly people who've been waiting in those queues for hours. And I think those are the South Africans you need to speak to via 702 this afternoon.
Yes.
Please let those South Africans know how urgently you are going to deal with these issues, because as a minister, you should care about their plight.
Yeah, we do care. I visit these offices on a frequent basis. Every week I go to our frontline offices. As an interim measure, for instance, all our senior citizens, they are taken to the front of the queue so that when the network works, we start with them and then with the younger ones. But the key element is to solve the real problem. That's what we are trying to do. We are prioritizing that. Because we're going to elections, some people may lose their IDs, they want to replace them.
Yes.
We're thinking, we're engaging institutions like the post office and other outlets to have machines, kiosk, where if you want to reprint your, for instance, your birth certificate, because we've got your biometric data, you put your fingers there, it prints, automatically prints itself. Those are the things, but we're trying to have those things as close to rural and poor areas as possible.
All right. Minister, we look forward to seeing the changes you are going to bring in the next few months. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Siyabonga Xwele is the Home Affairs Minister.